Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we've been talking all week about letting go. And on Monday, we talked about the concept of blaming other people for your problems. And what we suggested that is if you blame other people for the circumstances you're in, you're giving away your power. And by giving away your power, you're relegating yourself to a victim. And if you're a victim, you're at the mercy of the people around you. But if you can choose to let go of blame, then you take responsibility for everything that happens to you. And if you refuse to allow the actions of others to dictate your future, you put yourself in the driver's seat. So you take control of your own destiny. On Tuesday, we got into the concept of not always having to be right. We can stand on ceremony and have this need to be right, but really what it is, it's just ego. We're driving our ego to be right. We're smart. I'm smarter than you are. That's what I'm telling people when I have to be right. Instead, even if you know you're right, so what? What if you just simply let it go? And if you can do that, you're going to be a less argumentative person. You're going to get along with people. They'll like to be with you more. And here's the reality. The reality is that for most arguments, your chances are low that you're going to get the other person to come around anyway, especially if they've has strong beliefs. You're not going to convince them. And so what's the point? Just so you can be right, just so you can satisfy your ego, but you create conflict in the process. Why not just let it go? Let the other person be right and move on. Be the bigger person. Wednesday, we got into self-created ceilings. And there's a concept called success reluctance, which you really didn't talk about here. But, you know, very often we create our own success reluctance. We're trying to get to a certain point, and there's something that's holding us back. And we hit these ceilings over and over again. And those ceilings can come from self-talk. It could come from things that we've heard throughout our lives. You know, if you were told that you would never amount to anything throughout your entire life by your parents or by close people to you, then, you know, there's a chance that that's still playing out in your head, and that could cause some reluctance on your behalf because you don't really believe in yourself. But know that most of those things, or all of those things that are created, all those ceilings that were either created by you or somehow you allowed other people to create for you, you have the ability to cut through, and you can reinvent yourself anytime you want. You just have to make a decision, create the discipline, and work through it. And yesterday we got into the concept of forgiveness. We know that if you're angry, if you're resentful, you're not going to be as happy a person as if you're able to forgive, because these things fester inside you. They can impact your health, they impact your success, and they hold you back. So if you're holding a grudge against someone, find a way to forgive them. And they don't have to be alive, okay? And you don't have to even tell them. You can forgive them in your mind. You can write a note and you know, set it on fire afterwards. It's a very therapeutic way to do things. But we have to think things through. We want to exercise good judgment. And what we want to do is make sure that we really and truly aren't harboring resentment for other people. Because the person that's really having the biggest issue with that is you, if you're the one that's harboring that resentment. So what I'm going to ask you to do for this week, and really for today and for this weekend, is just to let go. And if you're able to let go, good things will happen as a result. That's really it. It's that simple. Forgive people, stop blaming people, relinquish the need to always be right, and break through those ceilings that you have that are self-inflicted, because you can accomplish anything you want to accomplish. You just have to make a decision, put your mind to it, and put the discipline in place. If you know people that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link. The link's joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher to pull in the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But as I suggested earlier, we just want to let go. We want to stop blaming people for our problems. We want to relinquish the need to be right. We want to cut through those self-inflicted ceilings that we've put on ourselves and forgive people around us. And if you can do those things, not only will you be happier, you will be far more successful as an individual.